Jaguar teaches us the journey beyond death. In the indigenous model, death doesn't happen to you all at once, like it does to us in the West. Death is seen as happening little by little, where eventually we are claimed by lifelessness. And we all know people that are the living dead, that are still walking the streets, in whom the life force has become so diminished, so little, so minuscule. These are the living dead. In the West direction, the shaman learns to exorcise death from her so that death no longer lives within us. Lifelessness can no longer claim us. We have been claimed by life. We can no longer be claimed by death. That dulling of the senses, that dulling of the spirit, that loosing of the edge of the heart, which comes and claims our most essential self, we've shed. In the West direction, the shaman learns the journey beyond death, the journey back to the land of the ancestors. In the shamanic traditions, we want to learn to travel to the world of spirit now, while we still have a body to come back to, because it's not a good time to be asking for directions when you're making your final crossing. You want to know the way back home now, which parts the veils between the worlds. It lets us understand viscerally that there's only life after life, not because we read it somewhere, but because we experienced it. And thus we can sit with someone who is making their final crossing and be an island of peace in the middle of this extraordinary storm that this person is going through. In the West, we journey beyond death. We become free of death. And in doing so, we shed the violence that lives within us. We shed the anger that lives within us. Anger and violence no longer drive us. It doesn't mean that you never feel angry anymore. It means that you do not operate from anger. You do not react from anger. Anger passes through you because we're not angry toward the people that we dislike. We become angry toward the people that we love. It's our children that we've all thought of putting away, of shipping them off to boarding school somewhere in North Africa. And you wonder, how could I have had these feelings toward the people I love the most? Our spouses know how to get a rise out of us. In 15 seconds, they can bring us to the verge of wanting to kill. It means that we no longer operate from anger. It washes through us. It doesn't dispose us to reacting, living and responding from a place of anger. We live, act, and respond from a place of compassion. But we're deeply human. We experience everything. So we journey beyond death. I remember one time being in Peru with one of the most renowned brain surgeons in South America, internationally renowned, and sitting there with some of the Inca shamans. And we were having a beer, and the brain surgeon, who was just becoming interested in this work, turns to one of the elders and says, "And what do you do?" And the shaman says to him, "Well, doctor, I have my flock of llamas and I raise a little bit of corn. I do a little bit of healing. And what do you do, doctor?" He says, "Well, I will cut open a man's head and cut through the bone and pull out a tumor the size of a walnut and throw it away and sew that man's head again. And that man will live. Can you do that?" And the Indian says, "No, doctor, I can't do that." He says, "Well, what do you do then?" He says, "Well, doctor, if someone dies and it's not their time yet, I can follow their soul to the first, the second, the third level of the spirit world right before they arrive back home. And I can catch it the way one catches a butterfly and bring it back and blow it into them. And they will live. Can you do that?" So the shaman learns the journey beyond death so that we know that there is only life, that death is only an illusion. But we don't learn this by reading it somewhere, but by experiencing it. And the ceremonies that are associated, the rites of passage associated with the jaguar direction, have to do with learning to disengage the luminous body from the physical body. And we do that by spinning the chakras counterclockwise. disengaging the luminous body, lifting the luminous body from the physical, so that we have an experience of ourselves as luminous beings. As luminous beings who are having a biological experience. Luminous beings who are traveling through infinity, changing body for body, form for form. That experience is the most liberating experience that I know.